Today we continue our conversation with members of the Save Our Gateway Foundation, Craig Laird, Glenn Wood, and Chris Freeze, talking about the Walmart situation, Walmart wanting to rezone 121 acres near the intersection of Routes 55 and 522-340. Planning Commission recently recommended not to do that, but of course City Town Council has the last say-so, so members of our Save Our Gateway continuing to try to convince the folks and get more people on board the Save Our Gateway bandwagon. And one of the things we talked about, perhaps an alternate location, as they have stressed that they do not want, it's not like they don't want Walmart in the area, they do. They would like an alternate location, so Glenn, pick an alternate location. Where do you think Walmart should go?
Well, we recognize, Mario, Walmart brings a lot to any commercial development like this would bring a lot to community, increasing the tax base, jobs, money for the school systems needed. What we look at is the alternative, and that's the 522 corridor. And I'll let Craig speak about that.
Yeah, the benefits of Walmart are not site-specific. A few years back, the county and the town got together and made the area north of the bridges an economic corridor for a commercial and industrial expansion. That's where Family Dollar is. That's where many other locations are up there. They took water and sewer up there. And as a result, to keep a level playing field in town, the town receives the same revenues from any business that settles up in the economic corridor as they would if that business settled in town. So whether it's meals tax, whether it's any other business licensing taxes, the town receives essentially the same revenue whether Walmart were to settle in that already developed and established corridor than they would at the Strasburg Road site. So the benefits of Walmart are not site-specific, but the liabilities of Walmart can be site-specific if they do locate at Strasburg Road.
Okay, now let's switch to the other end of town and say 55 out toward Linden. Has that area ever been considered, or was 522 north of Front Royal the alternate spot? Has anybody ever considered 55 west on in Linden or going toward Linden?
Well, we have an economic development authority that if Walmart has turned down this rezoning request, we certainly hope the town and county would ask them to assist Walmart, as they do any business wishing to locate here. We simply point out to the 522 corridor, Mario, because there's roughly 13 properties presently available out there. Water and sewer, most of the infrastructure is there. And for the town, the revenue is the same on the 522 corridor versus 55 east, which I believe, and I'm not very knowledgeable, but I believe there's only water and sewer just beyond the radio station here, so the infrastructure really isn't in place there.
And that's the same two-lane country state road 55 that it is on Strasburg Road going west.
Exactly.
So it makes more sense to put it in a divided highway where you can have better corridor access for this type of intense development.
Very good. And now, I guess, for those that, and one of the reasons I guess you're here is to drum up support or just make people aware and get people involved. If somebody would like to get involved, whether it be for or against, what can they do?
Well, I think the most effective thing that they can do is call the town councilman and the mayor. They're going to have the final say on this. Now, Councilman T. Walt and Councilman Pond had excused themselves from this due to conflicts of interest. So it's basically up to four councilmen. A couple of those councilmen actually ran on a pledge. They went around the homes in Riverton community saying that this issue, if they were voted in, they would listen to the people on this. Our feeling is, of the population out there, and we've done many petition drives, stood out in front of the post office, been at festivals. 80% of our community wants a Walmart, but they don't want it there. 10% really don't care about their neighbors. They want it there regardless. And 10% don't want it at all. So we feel that we're solidly with the vast majority of the citizens here that say, Walmart, yes, but not on that site.
And we would hope that the council is looking at all aspects of this issue, that they don't close their mind to only, say, listen to any phone calls they get or some just list, look at the petitions that they get, but look at all of the problems, all of the unknowns, all of the questions that we've raised about this site.
Okay, well, pardon my ignorance on this next question, but you mentioned that there's two councilmen have excused themselves, leaving four left. So what happens if it's a deadlock 2-2 votes?
The mayor would then cast the deciding vote.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, our town charter calls for them to vote on this issue twice. So we expect to, them to vote at the conclusion of next Monday night's public hearing, and then 2 weeks after that, they'll have their final vote.
Interesting. Very good. And, of course, it's not just a membership here that that's given you the drive. You're getting letters from groups as well.
Yes, Mario. We have several groups that have come out publicly in support of our position. I'll let Craig perhaps read the list down of the different...
Okay. I'll start with a couple. Okay. The Friends of the Shenandoah River, the Chamber of Commerce, which has over 500 in its membership, is a solid pro-business organization and has come out in support of not rezoning that area.
The physicians and medical staff of Warren Memorial Hospital, due to the traffic issues and access to the hospital for their response times. The AS Roads PTA voted 66-1 to recommend to the town council or ask them not to rezone the property. Historic homeowners of Riverview, or Riverton, excuse me, the property owners at Riverview, the Historical Society, and
the Warren Sentinel
in an editorial came out firmly and said this is not the proper place for this type of development.
Okay, very good. We have about a minute left. Any closing thoughts from either gentleman?
Well, we have a lot of information on our website, so we'd like to get that address out there. It's www.saveourgateway.com. That's all one word, www.saveourgateway.com. And our position's there. We have some other information out there that might be helpful in getting people a better understanding of this major issue in front of the community.
Chris Fries, thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you, Mario.
Any closing thoughts?
Yes, Mario. We've held this position from the beginning. We can have a win-win solution to this, and that is to welcome Walmart to our community, this type of commercial development, but in the proper place. The last thing I will say about this, there's been talk that it's here or nowhere. Walmart and other local towns have moved from their first choice in Fredericksburg, Warrenton, and Luray.
Thanks for being on the program today, Mr. Glenn Wood, and I will leave the closing thought to you, Craig Laird.
It's up to us, the citizens, to come out to the public hearing, to have their say on this issue, to show decisively that the beautiful entrance to our town needs to be preserved.
Craig Laird, thanks for being on the program today. That is Save Our Gateway, and of course the public hearing for anybody, whether you're for or against the project, is a week from tonight, June 9th. It begins at 7:30 at the Front Royal Volunteer Fire Department. And thanks to the Save Our Gateway folks for being on the program today. And join us again tomorrow for another edition of The Valley Today. It's Tourism Tuesday. Tomorrow, that's where we look at upcoming events throughout the northern Shenandoah Valley. I'm Mario Retrosi in for Shea Parker today. Have yourself a great afternoon.